So the sugya we'll be dealing with tonight is a sugya which is in Yona Diyoyma, Shloshim Yom Lifnei Achag, Shoyal and Vedoshim Behilchas Achag. And we are between Purim and Pesach, right between Purim and Pesach. So some of it will deal with Hilchas Megillah, but basically the sugya is a Pesach like a sugya, but it has implications in the entirety of Shas and Aloch and very many sugyas. Which kezayis is the Ikar Mitzvah's Matzah? Is it kezayis Rishon that we eat at the beginning of the Seder, or the kezayis of Avikoinen? Which of the two is basically kezayis Choyva, Mitzvah's Matzah? So there seems to be a machlokes and a shoinim regarding this shayla. Rashi and the Rashbam, both in Psochim Kuf Yutes Amid Beis, seem to make it very clear that the Ikar Mitzvah is Kezayis Achron, the Kezayis of the Afikoyim, that is Mitzvah's Matzah. And I'm quoting Rashi, Kuf Yutes Amid Beis, Ein Maftir Enacha Pesach Afikoyim Shetzurech Lechol Matzah Begmara Seuda, Zecha LaMatzah Anacheles Ema Pesach, Vezuhi HaMatzah HaBetzur She'anu Oichlom Ba'achroino L'Shem Choyves Matzah. So that is the kezayis that we actually eat, l'shem choyvas matzah. That is kezayis acharon. Va'al korchenu onu mevorchom al achiles matzah berishoino, afal pi she'eina bo l'shem choyvo, kedi yom rav chizde la'el gabemor oil, li'ach ha'shem elekrei seichoyza umevorech. And more or less the same as Loshin Rashi, we also find in the Rashbam Sochim Kuf Yutes Amid Beis. So Rashi and the Rashbam both refer to a sugya dealing with moroil and not with matzah. And that is sugya sagamora bedav kuf tes vov omed aleph. Dealing with the question, what does a person do if he only has chazeres? He has no other vegetable, no other yerek, belela seda, besides chazeres. And we're supposed to eat karpas, that's a minig, before eating moroil. But if all he's got is chazeres, so what would he use for karpas? Could he eat moror chazeres for karpas, and then say berchas amoror when he eats the same moror once again? That is the opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, when he eats chazeres the first time, it's not l'shem moror, so he doesn't have a problem. It's only l'shem chazeres, and then he's gonna eat chazeres once again, the shem mitzvahs moro, and at that stage he says asher kadoshonu b'mitzvahs v'tzivon alachilas moro. Rav Chisda rejects that opinion, and Rav Chisda argues la'acha shemila kreis echoizer amavorech, doesn't seem reasonable. He already ate moro tonight. How could he eat moro without saying berachas moro? And therefore, according to Rav Chisda, you say berachas mitzvah alachilas moro when you first eat chazeres. That means even though you're eating l'shem karpas, even though the Ikar Mitzvah is second time around. Why? Because the Pesuk says, Al matzah yisumrura imroirim yochlu, so it has to be first matzah and then mora. So Rav Huna and Rav Chisda both agree that it is more appropriate to eat mora la'acha achiles matzah. The machleika seems to be only on which of the two do you say the brocha? Rav Huna says the first achil is l'shem karpas, so you don't have to say berachas amoror. And therefore you say berachas amitzvah l'achil es moror the second time you eat chazeres. Rav Chisda says no, that's not reasonable. Li'acha shemil ha'kreisei choyzer ha'mavorach, and therefore according to Rav Chisda, you say l'achil es moror when you eat chazeres l'shem karpas, even though mitzvah moror is the second kezayis. So in the same way, the same token, Rashi and Rashbam both say, Kezayis Achroino, the Afikoyimen, that is the Kezayis that we eat L'Shem Choyves Matzah. Why do we say a brocha on the first Kezayis, L'Yach HaShem Elekei Seichoy Zerem Avorach, the same as Rav Chisda's argument regarding Moror. That is Rashi and the Rashbam. However, Tosfos Kuf Chof Omed Aleph seems to have a different opinion. Kufchof Amed Aleph, I'm quoting, reading the Loshon of Tosfos, Ikar Mitzvah al HaRashoino. The Ikar Mitzvah is Kezayis Rashoino, Shehi Bolet Teyovoin. Vegam Yehele B'Sof Ta'amatzah B'Piv Bo'ose Kezayis Achroin. Va'afilu im Ikar HaMitzvah Ba'achroino, Tosfos writes, even if we would assume that the Ikar Mitzvah is the second Kezayis, Ein Zatema, Imonu Mevorchom Al Arishoino, Kedei Lifter Matzah Shel Achroino, Sharei Ein Lavorach Al Achroino Mishim Shliach Hashem El Kreisoi. So Tosfos brings two different opinions. And it seems to be that the Ikar Shita of Tosfos is Ikar Mitzvah Hu Bereshoino. And the Kezayis Achron that we eat is only Kedei Sheyishar Ta Matzah Befiv. However, Tosfos maintains Va'afilu an Ikar Mitzvah Ba'achroino Ein Zeteima She'onam Avochem Al HaRishoino. So there seems to be two different opinions in the Rishoinim, both are brought in Tosfos, whether the Ikar Mitzvah is Kezayis Sishon, Kezayis Achron. Rashi and the Rashbam seem to maintain Kuf Yud Tosemet Beis, but Pashtus that the Ikar Mitzvah is Kezayis Achron, She'onu Oichlem L'Shem Chayva, and not Kezayis Sishon. And the reason we say a Brochen Kezayis Sishon is because of Rav Chisda's argument, Liach Hashem El Kleisa, Yichoyzer HaMavorach, doesn't make sense. There is a third sugya, which is essentially the same svara, the same argument, and that is the sugya regarding Tkiyas Shofar. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin, Lama Tekin V'Meriyim Kishehem Yoshvin, Choyzim V'Tekin U'Meriyim Kishehem Oimdim Kedei La'Arba V'Sesom. So which of the two is Ikar Mitzvahs Shofar? Tosfos Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, in the sugya of Ravina V'Rav Chusda regarding Chazeres, when we eat Chazeres L'Shem Matzah and once again L'Shem Mitzvahs Morah, Tosfos says that the same Svara, V'Yach Hashem El Kleis HaChoyzer HaMavorach, is also relevant regarding Tkiyas Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah. And Tosfos' argument is the Ikar Mitzvah Shofar is Tkiyas de Mu'umad, because those are the Tkiyas that come al Seder Brochas, Malchiyas Zechroinah Shofras. Chazal Darshan from Psukim that you have to blow Shofar, Seder Brochas, Malchiyas Zechroinah Shofras. And therefore, the second set of Tkiyas is the Ikar Mitzvah. So why do we say a Brochah on the first set, which is merely Kedei La'arbe V'Sesotan? I don't know exactly how to say it. La'ach Hashem Mile Kreisoi. With one set of tkiyas, choyzer amavorach, it's not exactly milikreis or mililiboy. Probably you have to fill your heart with the tkiyas and not your stomach. But whatever it is, the same svara Tosfos argues. The Ikar Mitzvah is tkiyas de Mu'umad, because those are the tkiyas that have the school of Malchus Achron Shofres. But nevertheless, we say the bracha on the first tkiyas, same svara as Rav Chisda. So we have three different sugyas in which we have the same phenomena, the same klal. Even though we're mechaven to be mekayim a mitzvah, second set, nevertheless we say a brocha on the first set because of the svara liyachar shemile kaisoi. And that is the basic understanding of all the achronim. Even though my feeling is that we need a different interpretation in this sugya, because Rashi and Rashbam obviously contradict themselves, and it's a tremendous tira from the end of Perek Arva Psuchim to the beginning of Arva Psuchim, because Tzadik Tesum Advais. We all recall the first Mishnah in Arva Psuchim, when the Mishnah says that Meshesheu is velamala, b'chatzi ayoyim, you can't eat a suda erev Pesach. Why? Kedei sheyoichel matzah l'tayavon. And which is the matzah that we actually eat l'tayavon? Is that the afikomen? The afikomen, we never eat l'tayavon. L'tayavon and nechal al asoiva are two contradictious concepts. L'tayavon is the first kazayas. So why is it that Chazal prohibited us to eat erev Pesach in the afternoon, liyachar chatzos, kedei sheyoichel matzah l'tayavon? And Rashi writes, kedei sheyoichel matzah l'tayavon, that refers to the kazayis, which is actually mitzvahs matzah. Let's have a look at the Rashbam. Mishum chiyuvah de matzah, shelo tehena echel salasoyve, v'chiyuvah de matzah layel rishoyno choyvo. So obviously, this kazayis, on which Chazal say, Kedei sheyoichel l'tayavon, is mitzvah matzah. That's the chiyuv matzah. And it's actually a Gemara. The Gemara says, why would Pesach be different than Shabbos or Yomim Tovim? And the Gemara says, Mishum chiyuv de matzah. So the entire concept of yoichel matzah l'tayavon is Mishum chiyuv de matzah. It is totally unreasonable that Mishum chiyuv de matzah of the afikomen, there's an inyan to eat kazayis lishum l'tayavon. Doesn't make sense. Chiyuv de matzah, we're not going to eat l'tayavon anyway, because that's a kazayis achron. So in this sugya, Tzadik Tesu Medveis, it seems to be very clear that mitzvahs matzahs kazayis rishon, and therefore there's a din of kadesh yoichol matzah l'tayavayin, and not kazayis afikoyimen, as Rashi and the Rishba make clear, that Tzadik Tesu Medveis. The Chazon Ish and Aruch Chaim Kufchov Dalet points out another stira, a stira regarding tkiyas d'me'umad and tkiyas d'me'yushav. Toises Psochem Kuf Tes Vav Amad Aleph seem to make it very clear that mitzvah shofar is tkiyas d'me'umad. So why do we say a brocha on the first set of tkiyas? V'yachar shemile kreisoy. However, there's a very well-known toises, a big toises in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Toises deals with the question, how many tkiyas? What is the Seder at tkiyas and Seder at tefillah? Tkiyas de ma'umad. And Taisus brings three different shittas. According to all three shittas, we do not do tashrat tashat tarat shloishim koilis on malchias, and another set on zechroinis, and another set on shoifas. We are makel b'tkiyas de ma'umad. And Taisus explains, why are we makel b'tkiyas de ma'umad? Mepnei shekvar yotzi yedei choyvosa b'tkiyas de ma'yushav. So Toises and Rosh Hashanah makes it very clear, and it's not only Toises, it's all the Rishonim and Rosh Hashanah. Nobody disputes this basic assumption that we are makel b'tkiyas de ma'umid mishum shekvar yotzi yedei chivosa b'tkiyas de ma'yushav. So that seems to contradict what Toises argues, what Toises says in Psuchim Kuf Tezvav, that the ikar mitzvah shofar is dafka tkiyas de ma'umad. We say the bracha on tkiyas de ma'yushav because of the svar of Rav Chisda. So Toises Sotru Divrayim, Rashi, Rashbam, is a tremendous stira. And therefore I think that these two basic assumptions, assumption number one, that Ikar Mitzvahs Matzah is Afikoyman, Ikar Mitzvahs Morah is the second set of Morah that we eat after Matzah, Al Matzahs Umroidim Yochli Ukoyde Matzah V'Yakach Morah, Ikar Mitzvah Shoyfer Est Kiyas Demo'umad, does not contradict assumption number two, that we are yoytzi yedei choyves ha-mitzvah v'tkiyas d'minushav mit karpas and with the kazayas lishon. That is chiyuv de matzah and not kazayas achon. And that's not a stira, because it was always a pashtus to me. Regardless of the various sugyas we just dealt with, is it possible to say that a person says Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvoyis v'tzivonu al achilas matzah when he is not mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? That's a brocha levatola. So how could the svara of la'achar shemile kreisoy override brocha levatola? How could a person say Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvoyis v'tzivonu al achilas matzah when he's not mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? Well, between Kazayas Rishon and Kazayas Achron, there is so much going on that it's a hefsek gomer. I mean, you say the entire Agada and Halal and many brochas, and you eat fish and meat and soup and alagita zachen, and why wouldn't that be a hefsek? So one could argue, but it all has to do with matzah. Matzah has to do with Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all the same basic idea. But none of the poskim say that you're not allowed to speak or say a dova bottle between berachas hamatzah and achilas afikoyman. Some of the poskim should have to teach us that you're not allowed to speak dvorim b'teilim. Umedarka shaloylam, you sit with a family, simchas yomtev. You're not only oisik in agada b'shas the su, the people speak to each other. So dibur is a hefsek gomer. How could a person say achilas matzah and then 2 or 3 hours later be mekayim the mitzvah? That would be considered a hefsek according to all the kolam of DNA hefsek. So how could we possibly say that the brocha that we say is only for la'achar shemile kreisoy? So I know there are some rosh yeshivas, some choshev esvum that say that because we do the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, it's not a brocha levatola. That's a svara which I totally reject and I cannot understand at all. Berachas ha-mitzvah refers to kiyam ha-mitzvah, has nothing to do with ma'isa ha-mitzvah. A person that eats matzah, shaloi l'shei mitzvah is matzah, that's not a ma'isa mitzvah, has nothing to do with a mitzvah. And when a person eats morer or chazeres l'shem karpas, v'lo l'shei mitzvah is morer, he can't say a brocha nechilas morer. And I do not accept the lumdis that he could say a brocha because it's a ma'isa mitzvah, it's not a ma'isa mitzvah. Eating chazeres l'shem karpas is like eating potatoes, nothing different. And the same, if you eat matzah, lo l'shem mitzvah achilas matzah, it's like anything else. And therefore, To me, it is clear that a person is yotzi dechoyva samach lebracha. Otherwise, the bracha would be a bracha levatola. So a person is yotze murar when he eats chazeres lakapas. He's yotze matzah bekazayis rishon, and that is why Chazal were metakan. He has to eat l'tayoven because that is the kazayis with which he is yotze dechoyva, and he is yotze dechoyva tkiyas betkiyas demiyushav. And that is why we are Mekel, Beminyan, at Kiyas, the Muhammad, because we were already Yoitza. However, Iker HaMitzvah is Afikoymen, second Mura, and Kiyas the Muhammad. Iker HaMitzvah means Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, because there are three different principles. Kiyas Shofar should be with Malchiyas HaChol and Shofas, Achilas Mura should be the Yachar Matzah, because the Pasuk says, Al Matzah Simroirim Yochli Koyde Matzah V'Yachar Kach Moroil. And afikoymen is zeicher la matzah shenecher la pesach la soiva, and that is the ikar hamitzvah. And the basic assumption is even la achar sheyotza odem yodei choyvosoi. If there is any deficiency in his mitzvah, if he missed out any principle of the mitzvah, loy hifsid, and he can do the mitzvah once again and be mashlim what he missed out the first time around, velo hifsid. And he is Mekayim Ikar HaMitzvah. So it is very well known in the yeshiva world, from Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav, Yesh Oimrim, that the Beis Halevi was the first to be Mechadish this Chiddush, as after you were Yotzei Dechoyv HaMitzvah, you cannot be Moisev Hidur HaMitzvah. And that is a very Pavusta axiom or assumption. And the Brisker Rav deals with this assumption at length in Hilchas Chanukah Ki Yadua. And there is a very famous psak in the name of Reb Chaim, some quoted in the name of the Beis Halevi, about a person, a sukkah, that has two esrogim. One esrog is vadei kosher, but it's not a mehuda. The other esrog is a beautiful esrog, but it's a murkav. It's a sofek kosher, sofek posul. On which of the two esrogim should he say the brocha? So usually this psak is brought as an example of Das Teure L'Umas Das Balabatim, because the Balabatish Seichel would say, you know, first of all, take the kosher esrog, you know, and be sure that you're Mekayim the mitzvah. Hear the mitzvah, okay, so then take the other one. Reb Chaim said no. And there's a great degree of logic in Reb Chaim's argument. He says that if you take the kosher esrog, which is not very mehuda, then you were already Yotzi Yedei Choyva and you missed out, you lost the Hidda mitzvah. But if you take first the esrog, which is sofek kosher, but it's mehuda, then you stand a fair chance of achieving hidur mitzvah as well. Because if it's a kosher esrog, then you were mekayim the mitzvah behiduro. If it's a posel esrog, that's not a hefsek. Whatever you do in the context of kiyum mitzvah b'shleimus is not considered a hefsek. And therefore one should first take the esrog, which is not mehuda. Because even though it's a sofek kosher, because in that way, at least if it is a kosher esek, then he is marviach hidur mitzvah. Now, if this yisad contradicts what I am arguing, then offerani tachas kapas ragleim shul hagadolim lebeis brisk, and I don't say it but another offerani tachas kapas ragleim. Really, it's a poyrin kotnam over memosnai, aval kachi darke shul teira. I think our argument in this sugya is far more powerful than the assumption that the Yachar Kiyum HaMitzvah, a person lost out on Hidur. It's not rochek v'yayinei to say even Yachar Kiyum HaMitzvah still could have Hidur. But I have no reason to argue with the Yesod of Reb Chaim and Brisker Rav, because I don't think what I'm saying here tonight contradicts their yisod. There's a basic difference between hidur mitzvah, which is a din kololi. There is no deficiency, there is no chasoron in the mitzvah. Bedinam ha-misuyomim shel mitzvah zu. Hidur mitzvah is a gedar kololi. Ze keili van ve'u is no elefonov b'mitzvah. So therefore, if a person was mekayim a mitzvah with an esek which is not mehuda, there is no chesoron in the mitzvah. He was mechayim the mitzvah b'shleimus, and therefore he cannot do it once again with hidur. But when there is something lacking in dinei hamitzvah hamisuyamim, in the dinim of this specific mitzvah, its details, proteo v'digdukeo, then he can do the mitzvah once again, velo hifsid. And therefore, in the three basic examples in which we are dealing with tonight, Kiyas the Mumad and Kiyas the Meyushav. Kiyas the Meyushav are lacking Malchiyas Achroin and Shoifras. By Moror, there's a din of Al Matzah and Roirim, Koy the Matzah Yachakach Moror. And Chazal were metakan in Mitzvah Sachilis Matzah, it should be Dumyer, the Matzah Shenechal al Pesach, Nechal al Saiva. And therefore, because the Mitzvah first time was lacking Proteo Vedigdukeo, he didn't lose out. He does the mitzvah again, and he does it b'shleimus, and that is what the Rishonim mean when they say Ikar mitzvah safik matzah is kezayis achron, is the afikoyim. Basically, how would I explain that even after a person was mekayim a mitzvah, he could do it once again b'shleimus, and he didn't lose out? Two different rochim. One derech would be it is lacking, and he has to be mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus. There's a big arichus regarding kavonas tefillah, and I wrote a few times in my svarim. Ki yadua, there's a machlokes if a person didn't say yalav yoroi by mincha and by marav, it's no longer a shreidish, whether he has to say as tashlumin two times the marav or not. Some of the shreidim argue, what's the point? You're not going to say Yalav Yovei anyway, so what's the point? Other Rishonim argue, no, it's as if you didn't daven, and therefore you missed out the tefillah. You should have said Yalav Yovei, and you didn't, so you missed the tefillah, and therefore you have to be mashlim, you have to give tashlumen for that tefillah. So those are the Rishonim that argue that if you're not going to say Yalav Yovei, there's no point in davening again, but it wasn't Yoitzer. So the basic hagdora, the basic definition has to be this. Even if a person didn't say Yalav Yovei, he davened. It's not that he didn't daven. He has to daven again because he has to say in Yonei Shaliyai. So he has to say Yalav Yovei, but it's not that he didn't daven. And I wrote the same yisod regarding Kavona Satfila. If you davened without Kavona, Me'ikar Adin Lo Yotzi Dechavosei. But that's Berchus Ovois. There are more rights. Today, nobody's Mechavan anyway. So probably, if you're going to daven again, you're not going to be mechaven. So therefore, if a person wasn't mechaven b'ovis, he does not have to daven again. How do you understand that Ramos? So maybe we should tell him, don't daven in the first place, because you're not going to be mechaven. What's the difference whether he davened already and he wasn't mechaven, or he did not daven? If we say a person is not yoytzet filo v'loy kavona, so the Ramos says, if you daven, then you weren't mechaven, you probably won't be mechaven second time, so don't daven. So why do I daven in the first place if we assume that I probably won't be mechaven? Behechreach tzorach loyimah. Tefillah l'loy kavona is not a brocha levatola. It is defined as tefillah. However, kavona ma'akeves, and therefore he has to daven once again to be mashlim kavona satfilah. So the Ramos says, if we assume you're probably not going to be mashlim kavona satfilah, davening twice without kavona is a brocha levatola mamish. Because why do you daven twice? If you're not mashlim kavona satfilah, that would be a brocha levatola. So we do find the concept that a person performed a mitzvah, but he has to do it again, because the mitzvah was lacking. It was lacking basic components and yesoides and tanoim, which are ma'akev, but that doesn't mean that the first tefillah is not defined as tefillah. Tefillah lo kavon is not the brocha levatola. When a person davened and he didn't say yalav yovei, he did not say 19 brochas levatola. When a person davened and he didn't say yalav yovei, he doesn't have to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyon Avod 19 times after he finishes davening, not even once, because it is considered tefillah and it's not Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola, but he has to daven again to be mashlim. So slightly different, because the two examples that we gave, tefillah l'loy kavod, tefillah b'loy yalav yovei, he is not yoytze. I argue that it's not brocha levatola, but it wasn't yoytze. We are dealing with examples in which he was Yaitzah, but nevertheless, I say he didn't lose out. He could be Makayim the Mitzvah again with Shleimus, Proteo Vedigdekeu, and he didn't lose out. And be a Soid Advorim, there's a similarity between these two Sugis. Libi Yoimeli, that the second explanation of the second svara is the more basic one. There's a very famous maral in Gvuras. Gvuras Hashem, Perek Memches, the maral says, even though a person is yoitza matzah b'kizayis, inasmuch as he eats matzah b'leil alef shel chag, he is makayim a mitzvah. Because b'erev toichlu matzah is ksiv. Kizayis is sheer minimum. But as much as he eat matzah, b'leil alef shel matzah, chag matzah, you're makayim a mitzvah. And many think this is a yesod regarding matzah. To me, this is a yesoid poshut v'kol ha-mitzvah shebein odom l'mokoy. Kulam. The Levush writes the same regarding tkiyah shoif and Rosh Hashanah. Shloishim koilis is ma'akev. But if you blow 1,000 koilis, it's all mitzvah shoifa. It's all mitzvah shoifa. It's v'chlal mitzvah shoifa. Yoyim tru yiyelachem. And I think the same refers to kriyah shema. You could say kishma shachas 10 times, and it's a mitzvah. It's mitzvah kriyah shema. It's not a chiyu. You yoytzi the chavosa one time, but it's a mitzvah. All the mitzvahs, fin chagim, v'moyadim, fin zmanim, have the same yesoid. And the maral is relevant by matzah, by moroyo, by achila v'sukkah.
In lulav?
All the mitzvahs. Same by lulav, yeah. The Ravush writes it by lulav as well. Same by lulav. And that is why Anshei Yerushalayim. It is not only an expression of chibuv mitzvah. The same refers to lulav. As many times as you take the lulav, you're kaim mitzvah. You can't say a brocha, because we only say a brocha and you see the chayva. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah.
Then this would be against the Rechaim?
No. Well, yeah, you have a nice argument. Would this be against the Rechaim? I think so, but I have a slightly different touch in Rechaim. And I say this. Even after you were yoytzi de choyves esrik, you could do it once again with hidur mitzvah. But there is a hidur to be mahadar be mitzvah sachoyva. You get what I'm saying? When you do it once again, you're mekayim hidur mitzvah. But there is an inyan of being yoytzi de choyva behidur. Because it definitely is essentially something choshava, which is mitzvah sachoiva, and therefore there is an inyan of being mekayim mitzvah sachoiva behidur, even though according to the Levush and according to what to me seems to be a yesoid portion, but all the mitzvahs of chagim v'moyadim, you definitely have hidur mitzvah the second time you take a lulav, because it's still mitzvah lulav. But I don't argue against the Chaim's Chiddush, because there is an inyan of Hido, b'yitzias yedei choyva behido. What?
You mean moisef and kolis, not you doing chumas. Is that moisef kolis, moisef klishir?
There is a yisr of klishir, because the shvus overrides the mitzvah, which is the mitzvah shel reshus, and therefore, halochadik, there is a problem of Ashmoz Koil, Shemitah and Kleishia. But we are dealing with the mitzvah diurais. The mitzvah diurais, says the Ravosh, as much as you blow, is Bechlal mitzvah shreifa. And therefore, if the first time you were Mekayim the mitzvah, it was lacking, it wasn't Bishlemes, you can do it once again, velo hifsi. I explained there's an inyan of being Mahadah in Yetzias Yedei Chayva. That is the Chiddush of Rav Chisda. The Svar of La'acha Shemile Kreisai overrides the mitzvah min ha-mufcha shal yetzias yedei choyvo. And that is my interpretation of the Machloikas Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna says, no, it's not kedai. It is more fitting to be yoytzi yedei choyves moro la'acha matzah. To be yoytzi yedei choyves shoyfo betkiyas shal malchiyas achroni shoyfos. To be yoytzi yedei choyves matzah ala soiva. Rav Chisda says no. The svara of la'acha shemile kreisai overrides yetzias yedei choyvo b'shleimos ha-mais. That is the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Coming back to our basic sugya, I want to bring three rayas to my yesod that even after a person was yoytzi yedei choyvo, he could do the mitzvah once again. filling in what he missed the first time around, v'lo hifzid. Two rayas are from Hilchas Megillah and one from Hilchas Kriya Shema. So in Tov Reish Peches and Hilchas Megillah, there's a very well-known halacha, very well-known in Eretz Yisrael, not so relevant in America. Ayoras hamisupakos, whether they were Mukav Chaima b'yamei Rabbi
Yeshua Benon.
Yeah, Ayoma said Rabbi Yeshua Benon. Maybe we should say Rabbi Yeshua Benon. I'll tell you why. Because the modern world tries to present Ishei HaTanach in a totally different light than we look. You know, these black hats and black begodim. Yeshua Benun, what was he? He was a warrior, right? He was a warrior. And you see the sculptures and the pictures of, you know, strong man Yeshua Benun and the other warriors and with their spears and clay zayin and long hair and kvakosev arambam and agdomas arambam avshas. And I'm quoting the Rambam. Ma shiyasu Yehoshua v'Pinchas be'inyan hu iun v'asvora hu ma shiyasu Ravina v'Revashi. Yeshua Benun, Pinchas ben Alozo, Otniel ben Kenaz, they were bank vetchers. Koilo guys sat and learned. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Rosh Hashiva in history. And Yeshua Benun, Pinchas ben Alozo, Osu be'inyan hu iun v'asvora, Masha Osu Ravina v'Revashi. What did Moshe Rabbeinu learn all day with his Talmidim? I assume they learned Ksoy Sechoshin, see the Sechoshin. What did they do all day? I mean, they learned Choshem Mishpat, they learned the Sugyas and Shas, they probably were familiar with Reb Chaim Brisker, I can't assume that they weren't. And Torah. So I say, Mokav Choyme Miyamois Reb Yeshua Benun, Harav Agon Reb Yeshua Benun. That is how we relate to Yeshua Benun. So, Ayoas HaMesupokus, whether they were Mukav Choyme Miyamois Yeshua Benun, read Megillah Yomayim, Yudalad, Prozim, and Tezvov the Mukofim. On which of the 2 days do we say a brocha? The brocha we say on Yudalad and Tezvov without a brocha. How could we say a brocha on Yudalad? Sofak brochas lekula. Because the Yerushalmi says that Yudalad is man kriya lekoil. Everybody is yoitz in Yudalad. So I have a very simple question. So what's the point in lining the Megillah once again in Tezvov? If you were already Yoitzeh b'Yudalet, so what's the point in laying the Megillah and Tezvov? You were already Yoitzeh. Now, you're not Yoitzeh mitzad ha-Sofek, because in that event you can't say a brocha. The reason we say a brocha in Yudalet is because even if you're a krach, mukav choyma, then in Yudalet you're Yoitzeh. So everybody was already Yoitzeh b'Yudalet, so is there a point in laying again in Tezvov? Behech reyach. Even though we were yoitzer, ba'oifin de b'di'evet, but lachatchila makofen after reading Tezvav, not a new dalit. So you're not losing out. You have to read in Tezvav again. The other ray is based on a minig. There are various psukim in Megillah Esther, which the minig is that the entire congregation says. Everybody says those psukim. Yish Yehudi hoyev shishan abino, and then we say Yehuda ma'iso oiro. Kora alpeh. He is only v'di'eved, yoitzeh miktsas ha-megillah, not the majority. So, when we say those psukim, we were already yoitzeh. Why would we make a minig in which we're yoitzeh the megillah v'di'eved, and not l'chatchila? So, behechreyach, we read, but then once again we hear, mitarcheksav, so we're not losing out. So, if we assume, shaliyachah sheyotzi yedei chavosoi, Hifzid, and you can be the Mekayim the Mitzvah once again, Bechol Proteo V'Digdokeo, that it would probably be far more beneficial not to say these psukim unless you have a Kosher Megillah. Most people, once upon a time, didn't have Kosher Megillah. The only Kosher Megillah in Shul was the Bal Koira. And nevertheless, the minig was to say various psukim Bal Peh. So my argument is, if you're Yoitzer when you say Bal Peh, and it's lost, then you cannot once again say Mitoich HaKsav, then it would probably be better not to say those Psukim Balpeh because it's only B'diyevet. So one might argue that in a Shayach Tzazugna person is Yoitze every Posek. Yetzias Yedechoiv is only when you finish the Megillah. If you read the entire Megillah, you missed one Posek, then you did nothing. So probably one might argue and say that when you read one Posek in the Megillah, it's not Shayach to say you were already Yoitze this Posek. You weren't Yoitze anything until you finish the Megillah. But the last posik in the Megillah, we also say Alpeh. So in that posik, at least we have a problem, right? You finish the Megillah. And you finish the Megillah not Bekriya Mitoich HaKsav. You finished it Balpeh. So why would you do so? Well, you're mafsid. You're mafsid the mitzvah from Kriya Mitoich HaKsav. So some poskim say that the first posik and the last, you're takan nisht yoitza Balpeh. Okay, but most poskim maintain, and the Mishnah Berurah B'cholam, that you are yoitza, even the last posik. So this proves once again, none of the poskim say that when we quote those psukim bal peh, we have to be mechaven lo letzeis yedechoyvet. Nobody says that. So that's a raya that we were yoitz bal peh, but nothing happened. You know, we didn't lose out. We hear the Megillah once again from the shliach tzivah that's koyde mitoich HaKsav, and we yoitz with his kriya. So two rayas from Hilchas Megillah. Raya number three is Siman Samach Siv Gimel, Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, and that is Hilchas Kriya Shema. When a person said Kriya Shema, Beloi Brochas, he didn't say Berchas Kriya Shema, the Machabe says he has to say Berchas Kriya Shema, and he is not required to say Kriya Shema once again, only the Brochas. I don't remember whether it's the Machabe or the Ramo, and I don't remember the exact formulation, but the Machabe, I think the Machabe says, Toiv likroi shuv gam kriya shema. And there are various biurim in the achronim. Why? What's the chumra of saying Krishma once again? We already said Krishma. And the Mishnah Berurah, I think in Be'alocha, quotes the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says, we are choshish to the shit of Rav Hai Goen. According to Rav Hai Goen, when you said Krishma without the brochas, you weren't yoitza mitzvah kitikuno. You were yoitza. But it's not mitzvah ketikuna. And that is the reason when we missed out Berchas Kriya Shema, we say Krishma once again when we say the Brochas. So let us just understand, it's not because of a deficiency in Berchas Kriya Shema, but a deficiency in Kriya Shema. It's not mitzvah Kriya Shema ketikuna if we said Krishma without the Brochas. And that is why when we say Berchas Kriya Shema, we say Krishma once again. But if you were already yoitze the mitzvah sheloi kitikuna, what's the point in saying Krishma again? So this is raya number three. Whenever you are mekayim a mitzvah and you're lacking, not in the gedra kloli of hidu mitzvah, zekedev anvei, but you're lacking in the halachas, the specific halachas of this given mitzvah, you can be mekayim the mitzvah again, v'kol poteil v'digdekeil v'lo hivsid. And therefore, I once again say, there is no stira between Tosfos, Rashi, Rashbam, and there's no stira between the Gemara, Daf Tzadik Tesu Amud Beis, and the Rishonim Daf Kuf Yud Tesu Amud Beis. To me, it's a pshitas. If you say a brocha al achilas moro, you got to be mekayem mitzvos brocha moro samach lebrocha. Otherwise, it would be a brocha levatola. So, we're yoitzi yedei chavis mansa machila Rishonim, we yoitzi yedei achilas moror bekarpas, we yoitzi yedei shoifa betkiyas de meyushav, and the ikar tkiyas, and ikar moror, and ikar mitzvah matzah is number two. So before we finish this shiur, I know that many Rosh Hashivas say gevaldige shiurim, and the problems they have, they keep to themselves. I share my problems with my talmidim, because after all, what's our aspiration? Tzukim and Samita Shal Torah, you know, not just to say Shein Chidushim. There are two stiras to what I just said, but I'm never deterred by stiras, because never in my life did I say a Chidush that's Misyashav B'Divrei Kol HaRishonim V'Kol HaAchronim. I mean, since Torah's Moshe, and Divrei Hanaviim Vaksuvim, I don't think anything was said that's Mesiyashav al Das Hakol. Yeah, Kachi da'arka shel Torah. Kachi da'arka shel Torah. From the Mishnah, from La'achal Zman HaZugis, and the Gemara, and the Rishonim, and all the Chidushim of Achronim. So whatever I say is Yef Shele Yashvoi B'divrei Korah Rishonim. So what I say is L'da'ati Derech HaMelech. Za Ikar. But there are two stiras to what I say. One is in the Tosfos Kuf Tezvav and Mesechet Pesachim. So when Tosfos says that the Ikar Mitzvah is the second set of Moroir, Al Matzas Moroirim, and not Chazeres that we ate L'Shem Karpas, the Lashon of Tosfos is Afalgav the Ikar Mitzvah Moroir Loinofek Elo B'Tivul Sheini Achar Matzah Mo'eles abroche shebirech betivul rishon letivul sheni ma'achar she'ochar me'ochal mimeno ma'at betivul rishon. There's one word that troubles me. Ma'achar she'ochal mimeno ma'at betivul rishon. What does ma'at mean? Probably less than a kazayis. Aval ochal ma'at, and therefore he could say the brocha. L'shitosi, if you have to be yoitze with tibulation, then you have to eat a kazayis. Is there another interpretation of ochel memeno ma'at betibulation? I don't know. I don't know. So one would say, oh, tibulation, you don't have to eat the kazayis of the chazanish, you know. You could eat less than that. You could eat the Chaim Noah's kazayis. Not reasonable, but that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos doesn't get into the machlokes between the Chaim Nu and the Chazanish. So what does Tosfos mean when he says Ochel Menemat? But on the other hand, the lashon of Tosfos, Ikar mitzvahs morer loy nofek ele betivul sheini. Ikar mitzvahs, I mean, if tibul rishon is nothing, then what's the lashon of Tosfos? Ikar mitzvahs morer loy nofek ele betivul sheini. So bedoichik, I would say this. Tosfos means to explain why. I mean, why would we say the brocha on tibul rishon? Why not wait to tibul sheni? So liachas shemelakaisoi, and after all, you've got to eat at least ma'at. You've got to eat at least ma'at to be mekayem karpas, and you have no other vegetable. So therefore, if you got to eat even ma'at, then liachas shemelakaisoi choyzer mavorach. But the lashon of Tosfos, mashmat fei, Tosfos is not coming to explain why he says the brocha on tibul rishon. How does the brocha work on tibul rishon? Me'eles abrocha shebirech betibul rishon ma'achas ochal memeno ma'at. So this is one makor with which I have some problems with my shita. The other makor is very interesting.
You did the ma'isa mitzvah, like the Rosh Yeshiva say. Ochal mimenu ma'at means you did the ma'isa mitzvah, even if you don't have the shir, like the Rosh Yeshiva.
No, even that is not reasonable, because if you ate less than a kazayis, it's not a ma'isa mitzvah. Not a ma'isa mitzvah. Less than a kazayis. The other problem is not actually a problem, but maybe a makor. Rashi Kuf Yud Tesemet Veis. This is the Rashi with which we started the shir today. Now, there are two gerses in Rashi. One is round brackets, the other is square brackets. The round is out, the square is in. So obviously there was a gerasa which read like this: Be'al korchenu onu mevorchem al achilas matzah bereshoinu hoyel v'bolishem choyvo. Kazayis matzah bereshoinu hoyel v'bolishem choyvo. So the matpisim of Shas Vilna didn't understand. I mean, Rashi said that kazayis achon is bolishem choyvo. How does he say Al kochenu onu mevorchem al kazayis ishin hoyel v'bolishem choyvo? And therefore, the ingersa is al kochenu onu mevorchem al achiles matzah bereshoinu afal pi she'eino bolishem choyvo. So, I gave this shiur once many years ago, and I said, I think the old gersa is the proper one. You have to change the round and the square brackets here. So we live in a modern day and age in which technology is harnessed to our Botzes Torah. So I see a person sitting there and doing something on his palm, and as I finish the shiur, he tells me that in Shas Venezia, it's only the old girls. Al kochenu onu mavochem al kazayis rishon hoyel v'bol l'shem chayva. So obviously the matrisim of Shas Vilna changed the gersa. I think Shas Venezia was right, and we have to rechange this gersa. And the kavon of Rashi is poshut. Al kochenu onu mavochem al kazayis rishon hoyel v'bol l'shem chayva. Kazayis rishon, you have to be mechaven l'shem chayva. And therefore we say the brocha. Apple pisha ikar mitzvah matzah is kezayis achroin, zecha la pesach, zecha la matzah shenacheles ala soiva, im korban pesach. So this is an interesting argument here with the girsoas and kuf yud tes omed based. So we dealt a little with achilles matzah, with matzah afikoimen, and the shia that we said this evening is a very choshev sugya, because it has implications in many, many sources, in halacha and in shas. We dealt with two halachas of Pesach, matzah, moroir, Rosh Hashanah, and two halachas of Megillas Esther, one halacha in Kriya Shema, and the general svara regarding Kiddur Mitzvah, and it's a very great sugya. And all these choshev talmidim, if anybody has livnois or listoyo, any additional rayas, please let me know. I'll be happy to hear from you if you have anything to add. I just want to finish with a shtikal halgosha regarding Leil HaSeder. There is one posuk which we say four times, B'Leil HaSeder. Could anybody guess which posuk that is? Unless somebody heard it from me. There's one pasuk that we say again and again and again and once again. Balela said it four times. It must be something very central. Great. Ba'avur zeh also Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. When the Rosh says ma'avoy d'zeis lachem, we say ba'avur zeh also Hashem li sheni yedei lishul. He has nothing to ask, and we say ba'avur zeh. We point to the matzav amora and say, "Bavur zeh osu Hashem li." B'chol doy v'doy chavodam reyosatz makilo hu yotzu memitzrayim shenemar, "Bavur zeh osu Hashem li." What is so important about this pasuk? It seems to be a very central theme. B'leil haseder. What's the pshat in this pasuk? "Bavur zeh osu Hashem li." Rabbeinu Sadi Gaon says that it's a mikro mesuras, as if the posuk says ze ba'avur shosu Hashem li. We point to the matzah the moror and we explain Pesach ze shonu oichlo mal shumo, matzah ze shonu oichlo mal shumo, moror ze shonu oichlo mal shumo, ze ba'avur shosu Hashem li b'tzeisim emitzlayim. Rashi is the great pashtim. Rashi obviously doesn't like that perish. And Rashi says, "Ba'avu zeh osu Hashem li b'tzeisi memitzayim kedei she'akayem mitzvoisof." Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim kedei she'nekayem mitzvoisof. As the posuk says, "Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodeihem asher hoitzeisi yoisa miyeretz Mitzrayim." And Rashi brings the medrash, "Al menaskein hoitzeisicha miyeretz Mitzrayim kedei she'tiru li l'avodim." Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim, that is the essence of Tzchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the reasoning. That is the mahus of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Al manaskeno yitzisichem yeretz Mitzrayim, shetihiyu li la'avodim. And that is Rashi's interpretation, ba'avu zeh osu Hashem li b'Mitzrayim. So, when the Rosh says, Mo'avoy d'zeis lochem, what for? And the Yerushalmi has a more lengthy formulation of the Shail of the Rosh. Ma torech hazeh shatem matrichim aleinu b'chol shona v'shona. That's what the Rosh asks. I remember one of my recollections as a little boy. Usually, Leila Seder is something that leaves a tremendous impression on children, and therefore it is so, so important to prepare as we should to Leila Seder. So I remember once we had a non-from person, you know, and there, it wasn't really so common in those days when I was a little boy. That was before the outreach movement, the Kiruv endeavor. So we had a guest, and he seemed to be very edgy, Balena said. You know, he thought he's being invited to a meal. And my father, bis hinden zwanzig, is a tremendous landen, and he used to say, Pshetlach and Vortlach and Noche Pilpel, and we... He has seven sons. I don't have any sisters. I have six brothers. So, you know, it was a levedi kittish, and we spoke a lot of divrei Torah, and the person, every passing moment, got more nervous, and he said, when are we going to eat? Okay, he was very happy. We did a matzes. Then, two kazesim, a matzah and a half, hot matzes. And then he gets the murder, and that was terrible. So the Rosh says, "Ma Torah hazeh shetem atrichim aleinu b'chol shona v'shona." You know, let's have some fun. You know, what do you want from my life? The Rosh says, and we say, "This is something you don't like." We came out of Mitzrayim to eat matzah and to eat moror and kedei shakayim mitzvaysov. That's what it's all about. It's all about matzah and moror and mitzvahs. Sheni Day Lishon, you know, we did everything we could do to encourage him to ask, you know, Oikrim Sashukum, Machalkim Kloyas Vagaizim, to no avail. And Sekum Lamaise, he says, everything is okay, you know, I have no questions. So we say, Tayer Kind, obviously you're not going to be a philosopher. Obviously, you're not going to be a great thinker. So you don't have anything to ask. Well, could you eat? I mean, obviously you could eat like all the others. So eat matzah, eat moro, eat korban pesach, and, you know, that's more important than anything else. You know, kidei shakayim etzvay. So we say to the Sheni Yedash Lishon, don't despair. So you don't have any questions, but you could still partake in the mitzvahs, and that's what it's all about. You know, kiyum ha-mitzvahs. So b'chol doi v'doi chayavod omer esatzma kilu yotzum emitzrayim. What does that mean? What is that? What is the essence? La'eza inyan, Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim. And that is why, b'sho sheyesh matzav amor ha'manuchah mafanah. So Hasidim say that when Chazal tell us the story of that magnificent Seder, when Gedol Ador was sitting together, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkonus, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Elozar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef, it is only then that they said we were mekayim the mitzvah shleimus. The Talmidim said we feel it. That is when they said, okay, it's enough. We achieved the goal. This is the tamtzis and the tachlis of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So many times they tell a sweet chassidish maisa of the Baditshevim. The Baditshevim was the great snake of Shal Yisrael. And it is told that before he went home to have his seder, he used to roam around the town, around Baditshev, and listen to the seders of the simpletons, the simple people. Baditshev loved the simple Jews, not necessarily the greatest Lamedonim, but the simple Tmimis Dekiyid. So once he stood behind the door of a Poshet Yid, and the person says, Echad Chocham, Echad Rosh, Echad Tam, Echad Sheni Yedei Lishon, and he tells his kids, I remember I was a little boy and I learned in Cheder. I don't remember exactly what the Rebbe said, but I think he said, Tzorach Laharech Be'echad. When you say echod, you have to be married. So I see in this passage, we have four times echod. So he tells his kids, we have to be marech be'echod. So let's say together, echod chocham, echod rosh, and he's marech be'echod. And the Baditshev, noise kapov lemoroim, and he says, ovinu shevashamayim, kikon dana kendalach. What? You have such beautiful children. Gedoylach achomim, it took them all night. Till the Talmidim said, "The Giazman Kriya Shema," and this simple Yid, you know, he hardly started that Oleg, and he already is Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. He is already Marech Be'echod. So, Kriya Shamash al Shachras, Shachras is Rosh Teves She'eni Yodei Alishol, Chochem, Rosh and Tam. Yeah? That's Kriya Shamash al Shachras. We have to have a Seder in which all our children, with no exceptions, will feel Yigyazman Kriya Shamash al Shachras. Time has come to be Mekabal Oyel Malchus Shemayim. So let's hope we will all be Marach Be'echod B'Leila Seido and Makabal Oil Malchus Shomayim, and I wish you all from the depth of my heart a Gavaldige Seido, and we should be Zoyche Ki Yemei Tzeischem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Nefloiz V'Diaz Gal Tzedek V'Mheiru V'Yomeinu Amen.
Amen.
So I just once again want to thank my dear friend Yerush Shiva for having us here tonight, and I thank Shaya for this outlandish idea, and it was a big schus, tremendous schus, and I wish you all these young Bnei Torah, you should all achieve godless Torah, and probably some of you will be Marbitzei Torah. That is the most lofty aspiration that you could have. Some time ago I spoke in Eretz Yisrael to a group of Frum soldiers that were before their Gius. And then they asked questions. So one of them asked me, is it the proper she'ifa to be the first Ramatkal Ben Torah? I said, it's a tremendous she'ifa. And it would be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. But if you have it within yourself, if you have the spark to be a Godel Ador and a Marbitz Torah, that is even a greater sheif. So, if you think you have it within yourself to dedicate your life with total devotion to Talmud Torah and to Arbotz Torah, that should be your goal, not being the first Ramat Kal Ben Torah. But if that is something which is beyond your or beyond your she'ifa, then I think it is a very lofty goal to be the first Ben Torah Ramat Kal. So we should all be zoicha lekadesh Shem Shumayim and lehagdil Torah v'la'adira. Yashem Koyach.